The city of Menominee is preparing to hold a public hearing on a proposed corridor access management ordinance, a measure tied to the Michigan Department of Transportation safety rules for U.S. Highway 41. The discussion at Monday's Committee of the Whole quickly turned to how the state's plan could affect local businesses. Council member Joe Julak.
Menominee is unique. Menominee has its own planning commission. Menominee has competent individuals that can decide what they need to do with the curb cuts rather than let MDOT and rather some generic categorized capacity, inclusive of all of Michigan and not specific to the city and our needs, make determinations of what will be economically viable for future development of properties in Menominee. That's all I have to say.
Dulac argued the proposal could make some commercial properties virtually useless by limiting driveways and curb cuts along the highway. But city manager Brett Botbau countered that MDOT's goal isn't to regulate or keep businesses out.
But remember, though, that is a state and federal highway access. It's not a city-owned street. So we do work with our state partners to ensure the safety and security of not only our citizens, but the people traveling through. Whether the ordinance is passed or not, we're still going to work with MDOT, just like we are now.
The proposed ordinance mirrors plans already used in cities like Iron Mountain and Wakefield, focusing on safer traffic flow and reduced crash points. Still, several council members voiced concerns that state-level restrictions could override Menominee's own planning authority. Council member Mike DeDamus.
I'd say that we're optimistic about having a solution going forward.
A public hearing on the access ordinance will be scheduled in November, giving residents and business owners a chance to weigh in. For Bay Cities Radio, I'm Melissa Ebsch.